to our rescue. Let me handle this. She opens the door and follows Lorena down the hall. I'm sorry, we hear her say in her bad Spanish. There's no one here by that name.
So, who was the caller who needed no introduction? Must have been El Jefe, right?
It's really creepy that that old evil man sent Lucinda flowers and then called her on the phone.
I wonder what her parents and the Washburns are going to do to protect her. Let's read on after the space on page 69 where it says, When Poppy comes home.
When Poppy comes home from work at noon, Mommy tells him what has been going on all morning. Poppy is so upset he won't eat his lunch even though it's his favorite, a sancocho with leftover pastelitos from the party. He and Tio Tony go off to the back of the property, and a little later Poppy crosses over to discuss things with Mr. Washburn. Meanwhile, the phone keeps ringing. Mommy has instructed us not to answer it. As for Lorena, there's no danger of her interference. Mommy has given her the rest of the day off. I've been overworking you and it's not fair, Mommy said, stuffing a tip in the young woman's pocket and practically pushing her out the door. Poppy comes back from the Washburns with news of a plan the consul has thought up. They are calling it Operation Maid. Friends in Washington who will be stationed in Colombia have been looking for someone who can teach their children some Spanish. Why not send Lucinda? Mommy won't have it. My daughter's not going to be anybody's maid. Papi's reply cuts off all argument. Would you prefer she be Mr. Smith's little querida? Mommy doesn't say another word. It's decided. Mr. Washburn will request a special visa from the Foreign Ministry to send Lucinda to the States to help out his friend. But Tio Tony isn't so sure the plan will succeed. The ministry will never disappoint Mr. Smith in order to please a mere consul.